Matchmaker Communications 101 presents the 40th Street Group. Kathy Droz and Bob Fishman bring together an amazing mix of business and community world changers, making a difference in Arizona and around the world. And now, let's join Kathy and Bob and the 40th Street Group.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Kathy with Bob Fishman on KFNX 1100, the 40th Street Group. And, Bob, how's August treating you so far? It's just the start, but...
So far, it's a great summer.
Wow, I'm having a good time. You seem really excited, Bob.
Well, you know, it's just... before we got on the air, I was talking about the fact that I think all this air conditioning is affecting my throat. Just a little bit, you know? I mean,
wow.
When you blast it in the car... I think it's car air conditioning. I think that's probably the I'm trying to narrow it down. My wife and I are both having a little bit of vocal something or other, and she loves the air conditioning at home, and I could sleep with just the fan blowing and, you know, nothing much.
Really?
I love it. So we're totally different. But she blasts the air conditioning in the car, and I think air conditioning in the car is a culprit. I have a feeling. Of course, you know me. I have theories on lots of different things, like the internet.
Yeah, that's what scares me.
And your book. I have a theory that your book is now into its eighth printing, I'm guessing.
Oh, my. If I change the title one more time, it'll be, you know, a book for juvenile delinquents. I mean, seriously.
Kathy, your book, which is going through multiple changes, multiple big sales, I'm sure, but Do These High Heels Make Me Look Stupid? But I know you're in the process of being
the
focus
name is
group.
It's totally changed.
Focus group change. What's the change now?
Okay, the name of the book is A Woman's Guide to Buying a Car with Confidence and Street Smarts, then the high heels, and then the subtitle is Don't Let These High Heels Fool You.
Okay.
But
you
it means
me to
all
remember
the same
this now?
Thing.
No. I need it in front of me, Kath. I need the next rendition.
So
in front
do
of
I. It'll be coming soon. We'll talk about that today. But Bob, we have a great, great guest, and I have to say they are my choice. I brought you beautiful women. Do you agree?
I agree. This is a real treat.
It is.
I don't usually bring in men. It seems like you have a lot
of
men.
Well, when I bring in the NFL,
now.
You don't get excited.
Yeah,
that's true.
So now we got this beautiful cast of women here.
We do.
Including some surgically improved people like me. I'm always getting skinned, you know, skin doctor stuff. And so
I thought
have
this
great
was going to be a Bruce Jenner
guests.
Story. I just got nervous.
No. I have great empathy for one of our guests. Because,
okay. I know. Yeah. Poor Nancy. There'll be no photo ops. I guess after this dance.
No.
So let me introduce. I thought that this would be a female entrepreneurs, if that's kind of it. Bob, and you're going to have fun asking questions. But we brought Nancy Meek, who not only lives in my neighborhood, her husband is my, I want to say eye doctor, but that sounds so juvenile. He's my
optometrist.
Thank you, darling.
Oh, wow.
He's my optometrist.
But
that's not what Nancy's about. We don't need doc. We don't care.
Okay.
And then we've got we've got Jessica Johnson and her sister Melissa Mickelson, and they all have interesting professions. They're entrepreneurial, and I can't wait to get to know more because I don't know everything about everyone.
Well, let's start to find out then.
I want you to start asking questions.
All right. So what we do with most of our shows, we get started by knowing nothing. We're all about.
Seinfeld.
Nothing. We're
yes.
about nothing, and so we appreciate nothing. And you bring a great group of nothing here, Kathy. This is wonderful.
Whoa!
So
yes.
I can't wait to find out what the something is behind. Because I'm a total blank slate.
I know you.
So Nancy, why don't you give us a little bit of background on who you are, what you do?
All right. I recently just started a new company, and I've been actually working on it for quite a while. After being in the dental field all my life, took a right turn. And
what did you do in the dental field, by the way?
I was a dental hygienist for many years.
That's a tough job, stressful job, I'm sure.
Agreed. So, just
you took a right turn
completely
from that?
Different and went into the fashion field and decided I wanted to build a website, which will be an app as well. So got my kids together, we brainstormed, and we decided that wouldn't it be cool if you could actually try clothes on when you shop online? There's no way to do it. So
how can you possibly try clothes on when you're shopping online?
Well, we initially thought perhaps you could just upload a photo and put a picture of clothes in front of that. And it's very one-dimensional, and I decided that wouldn't work.
I had a feeling we might be heading three-dimensional here. Is that what you're talking?
Okay. We wanted something not so lame.
We had a recent guest on who's using 3D for his real estate business. So
really?
This seems to be a new trend that we're running into on the 40th Street Group. So tell us about your 3D version of this.
Well, after much, much research and three different teams of people telling me it couldn't be done, we found some people who could do it, and we built an avatar that you customize. You put in your measurements, and it reflects your body shape in three dimensions. The clothes then get digitized, also, you know, by computer language. And they go on the form. You can see how they fit, and they even can, you can walk down a runway, and the clothes move and drape and reflect light, and it's very cool.
Well, let's find out a little bit more about that in a couple of minutes, but let's get to our other two guests real quick on our first segment. Jessica Johnson and Melissa Mickelson, who are, you're both sisters, I take it.
Yes, we are.
And so do you have businesses in common, or what is, tell us a little bit about each of you and what you've done, where you're currently headed.
Yeah, we have a business together. It's called Botify. We are a cool sculpting only dedicated
cool
boutique.
Cool sculpting. I've only heard that expression like today. So what is today? Cool sculpting?
It's a rocking technology. It actually non-invasively freezes fat cells in an area that you have stubborn and undesirable fat, and it permanently removes 20 to 25% of those fat cells.
So wait, it actually is cold or something or what?
Yeah, it's a cold treatment. It stimulates collagen and elastin, but it actually sets up the cells for a natural cell death process called apoptosis, and fat cells just are highly susceptible to cold.
And this is non-invasive?
Non-invasive, no downtime, and permanent as long as you're not gaining weight after you do the procedure.
Is this a medical
this
procedure?
This is fantastic.
Yeah, go ahead,
no, I'm just saying that you're asking the questions that the audience is curious about. So
Melissa, why don't you give us a little your side of it? How did you guys get into this? Is it a medical procedure at all, or what is it?
We are a medical spa. We do have a medical director, but you don't need to be a doctor to perform the procedure. We basically consider it a non-invasive form of liposuction. I was in Newport Beach, California. I used to own a plastic surgery recovery business, and just seeing the ins and outs of liposuction, it's just very brutal. Mm-hmm. The recovery, you know, there's a lot of downtime. And so when I learned...
Do you both have a medical background to some extent, though?
I moved to California to start medical school, and then I kind of got sidetracked.
A lot of sidetracking and right turns going on here, Kat.
Yeah. I've gone everywhere.
Continue.
Oh, sorry.
Continue.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, you...
You're talking about you're sidetracking from your medical school, for example.
You sidetracked them. She was doing just
fine. Yeah, I know. So
my plastic surgery recovery business, I got out of it in about 2009 and moved to Arizona. And my uncle, who's a physician, learned about cool sculpting, asked me to come in, start his practice for the cool sculpting, brought in other technologies, doing other non-invasive aesthetic procedures, and just really fell in love with cool sculpting, the fact that there's zero downtime, we can get liposuction-type results, it just takes us a little bit longer.
Where is this business going to be located, or where is it located?
Currently, we're in Arcadia.
And you actually have an office?
Yes.
It's beautiful. I've been there.
Is this pretty new business then, or what is this?
We've been open just 6 months right now.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. So
beautiful.
So how are you getting the word out? I know that Kathy is connected to a friend of yours, I guess, right? That's the reason you're here is because of Jane today, or what?
Right. How are you getting the word out? Let's put it, we won't get to the other budgets yet. I'm wondering about that.
Yeah, how are you getting word out?
How do you get the word out?
We're doing a variety of marketing. Obviously, we're on social media. We do radio. We do TV, some magazine. We co-host events. Fortunately, the parent company, Cool Sculpting, does a phenomenal job of kind of getting out this blanket information. And so for Botify, it was really about how are we going to differentiate ourselves in a market where there are other providers that do cool sculpting so that we can be the authority and the leader in cool sculpting. So when people think cool sculpting, the next thought they have is you have to do it at Botify if you want
the
best result.
So your business is Botify, and cool sculpting is one of the things you're featuring at Botify.
It's actually the only thing we feature.
The only thing. And that's so how does the name Botify, we only have a few seconds here, how did the name Botify come about?
It just kind of hit me like a bolt of lightning. We wanted body and modify, and we made up a word, Botify.
That's pretty good.
Modifying the body, and it becomes Botify. We are off to a fast start here, Kath, with your great surprise guest on me, since you know something about these guests. Mm-hmm. I'm learning. We are the 40th Street Group. I'm Bob Fishman, along with Kath Kathy Droz. In the studio with us today, we have Nancy Meek, Jessica Johnson, and Melissa Mickelson, who is also Jessica's sister. We'll be back right after these commercial breaks. Robert Bombeck behind the board for us, doing all that great work on the tech side. Join us in a couple seconds. Kathy Droz, your book's out.
Thanks, Bob. It's Do These High Heels Make Me Look Stupid? It's a woman's guide to buying a car without a guy. Women are petrified to go into a dealership and buy a car by themselves. I'd like to give women confidence to go into a showroom, already have the research done, be prepared, and that they're able to negotiate a deal and not have to bring their brother, their father, their husband with them, and that they'll have a great transaction.
Do These High Heels Make Me Look Stupid? A Woman's Guide to Buying a Car Without a Guy.
The website is highheelscertified.com. It tells you a little bit about my story, why I wrote the book. It's a program that I'm going to dealerships all over the country with in hopes that I can train their staff. And I can also change the dealerships the way it looks a little bit to make it more what women like.
So you've got the answer for women in terms of dealing with the automotive industry.
I believe that I do.
Thanks for sharing, Kathy. Do These High Heels Make Me Look Stupid? A Woman's Guide to Buying a Car Without a Guy. Visit highheelscertified.com.
Thanks, Bob.
I used to listen to talk radio and complain, I can do better than that. And I was right. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm Bob Fishman, and I co-produce and co-host two shows along with Kathy Droz. If you've got a business or an organization and are passionate to get your message out, call me at 480-570-8233 at Matchmaker Productions. Let's talk about you doing a radio show as an effective and affordable way to achieve your goals. Call me, Bob Fishman, 480-570-8233.
Welcome back to KFNX 1100 and the 40th Street Group. I'm Kathy Droz here with the man who started it all, Bob Fishman. And we have some wonderful guests today, Nancy Meek, Jessica Johnson, and Melissa Mickelson. And Bob was asking questions, and I don't want to say they were guy questions, but I actually think they were important to ask because I think sometimes women, too, they hear Botify Cool Sculpting, they've heard it somewhere, but they're not necessarily know what it is. So Nancy, I want to ask you a question. Besides, I want to say that you have been in the beauty side of business. Mm-hmm. And I say that because besides being a dental hygienist, what are some of the other things that you've done, I think, that have made wives, really, like I would ever use that word, women's lives, more fulfilling?
Well, you're probably referring to my aesthetics practice that mm-hmm. I do as well. Okay. I went back to school when I was interested in a little bit more than just the dental, and I got my aesthetics license, so I've done some work on a few folks, you included. Mm-hmm. Not work, but lashes.
No, right, yeah. I tried lashes with her one time. We know that how that worked out.
Heels. Yeah. All kinds of fun, beautifying things. So that's just been another fun thing to...
But we were talking about medical background, and something tells me when I was sitting in your chair one time, that we talked about, were you not an EMT?
Oh, yes. I was an EMT, too.
Good memory, Kath.
You do have a good memory.
It was fascinating to me.
Well,
how long was that, and...
I really didn't end up practicing it. I took the course and got licensed because mm-hmm. I was interested in maybe working a little bit more exciting version of medicine.
You like getting licensed, don't you?
I seem to like getting licensed.
Do you collect licenses?
I do. I also have a real estate license. I mean,
oh,
let's just throw it in there for the heck of it.
Oh, my gosh. Do you want to know how to do cool sculpting?
That's what I have left. Yeah, I should learn that.
You've been in her house, right? What's her wall like? Are they like degrees up on the wall? Or the
pretty much. Yeah. She has a beautiful office in her home. Trust me, gorgeous. So yes.
So you like the school process, obviously, right?
I just never want to be bored.
The
there's so much
thing,
to learn.
Right? Yeah.
She doesn't. Sure.
So what is your normal attention span?
Probably not very long. No.
No, that's
I like to be challenged.
And so this latest. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, he's obviously fascinated.
I am fascinated by all the different licensing angles you've gone, which is really, that takes a lot of time.
I do like school.
Yeah, that takes when I got forced to take a few posts, I had to do some stuff a few years ago to get re-certified for teaching. I just, I had a hard time going back to school and actually being expected to perform, you know? I mean, I like to perform my job or whatever my job is, but to perform at school as an adult, I find it very difficult because I gave up school many years ago, you know?
You do get
when
out of the
mode.
Finished
college, yeah.
Yeah.
So getting retested and, you know, having to do performance stuff, that's hard to do. So I give you a lot of credit for always putting yourself in it. Yeah.
But Nancy, when you graduated from college, what was your degree in?
Dental hygiene.
Oh, good.
Phew. So, phew.
Something told me it was economics or something.
No,
I was
going to
go really quick. Well, that's good. So, Jessica, what we didn't talk about your background that got into the cool sculpting. So what is your background education-wise and dreams, passion?
I have a marketing degree.
Okay,
business has always been my passion. Both my parents are entrepreneurs, and, mm-hmm. you know, Melissa and I, at a very young age, we sold scrunchies door-to-door. So we just kind of had it in our blood that we knew that at some point down the road we were going to own a business.
I always ask my kids to tell if they don't know what it is.
Well, you don't have a ton of hair, so you don't know what a scrunchie is.
What is a scrunchie?
Go, girl.
Is that the thing you put on your hair to put it back?
And you hold it back, out of your face.
Oh, a scrunchie. Okay, I think I got a picture of it. Okay.
Oh, my gosh, that is so cute.
Yeah, so we would do that, and, you know, Melissa and I have thrown a bunch of ideas around over the last 10 years, but we never really both found a passion for a similar industry, and that was until Cool Sculpting.
And you guys get along really well, that you can actually do stuff together?
Yeah, and I think she and I have extremely different skill sets. Obviously, there's certain times that things come up that we don't see eye to eye on.
So you're like the marketer then, or what?
I feel like I have more of the business mm-hmm. mindset, where Melissa is 100% about the client experience and just how to make sure that everybody that walks through the door has an experience that they are going to be talking about that they
So she's the nice one. You're like the tough one, probably.
Exactly.
Right?
So
yeah,
she's
nice. Okay. Yeah, you're the tough-minded business person, and she's the nice one. That's a great combination. I like that.
That is so cute. What is the age difference?
About 3 years.
That's it. Oh, my God.
Actually, 2.5. Sorry.
2.5. Oh, my God.
Is the older nicer? You know,
the older
is nicer. They're usually tougher, I would think, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
So,
that's adorable.
So you saw your older sister, and you decided, I'm going to be tougher than she is, probably.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Did you get in trouble more at home?
No.
No. Oh, look at
but
that.
But I can say she and I have probably fought 2 times in our entire life until Botify, and now it's probably up to 10.
Yeah, sure.
So there's some stretches that are inherent in owning a business.
Starting a business, have you done business together before, by the way?
Nothing this extensive.
And so it's like, it's hard, you know? I mean, trying to, whether you're working with family or anybody, doing a business together with anybody is a challenge, I'm sure. So I can imagine what it's like to start a brand new business and try to make all those stuff work. And you're only 6 months into being open, I guess, is that right?
Yeah, we came up with this idea about 5 months before we opened, and
that's
just
pretty
were
fast.
Pedal to the metal, and it was a lot of stress, but we're having a lot of fun, too.
So now, are you more in the fun part at this point?
I think any time money comes through the door, it's a little bit more fun.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that. So.
And you don't have to tell me this, but a cool sculpting, do I call it a machine? Okay. A cool sculpting machine is very expensive. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the cool sculpting machine plus all the applicators so that you can treat certain areas of the body appropriately runs about $125,000.
Do you have more than one of those machines?
We do have more than one. We have two,
wow.
which allows us to treat people faster. And some people don't like it about the parent company, but it's like buying a washing machine and then actually having to put quarters in it to use it.
Yeah.
So Cool Sculpting also charges you per treatment. But Melissa and I love that because they're a very, very supportive company and allow us to be trained and updated, have
Good.
The newest technology, and make sure that we're really delivering on our promise, which is to transform a body.
But that's an expensive infrastructure to start up right off the bat, I'm sure. So.
Well, and Nancy, in that same realm, for your startup, was it – you aren't buying equipment per se.
No.
But wasn't the technology the biggest part of the research with you and
yes.
the expense?
Yeah, and just hiring all the experts that could do that and pushing them to try things out of the boundaries and add more people. And then now that we're into the boutique part of it where we can actually sell the clothes, we've had to come up with all the inventory. And so that's been another investment at this point. But
this is kind of a –
She doesn't have
question.
A license in that. Okay.
No. Like, does your husband's business help support you getting started with this, or are you doing this strictly profit and loss based on? Because it sounds like, again, it sounds like a long process.
Right, right. It's kind
an
of
expensive
both.
Process. Yeah, maybe
it's money that we had put away, mm-hmm. and then you know, I'm leaving him for Plan B if I need more.
I guess the
Good
reason
girl.
One of the reasons I'm asking
well,
is in general,
so
everybody, and this is true across the country, maybe across the world, but in Phoenix, you find everybody's trying to be an entrepreneur. There aren't that many choices these days. There aren't that many big corporations that are hiring people, and a lot of us would get bored trying to fit into the cubicles, that mm-hmm. type of thing. And so it's to try to entrepreneurial start a business and get it up and running. And, you know, we have the same thing with our young reporters and our 40th Street Group radio shows and the education part of what we're doing. It's just there's a lot of work involved, a lot of pre-work before any kind of money starts rolling in. And it's a challenge. And I'm sure you guys are running into those challenges. It's got to be. The fact you're up and running in both cases is terrific. So,
well, now we all need customers. I mean, we need, right? I mean, isn't that it? I mean, you need more people to go on and buy your clothes and talk about your avatar, your very right. interesting thing. And you are expecting, you when people, and I'll talk about the commercial I saw with that biker guy. That was cool. you want people to come in. Word of mouth is really good for you. Because all the advertising is wonderful.
You're talking to the sisters right now. The word of mouth.
Yes, and I'm sorry, Jessica, Melissa, forget I'm on radio. I'm sorry. Okay, everyone listening out there, I'm talking to the girls. And so, therefore, you're depending on referrals. You're depending on people seeing your advertising and marketing, of course. And same with you, same with me.
And I want to pick this up because we got another commercial break coming up here in a second. So I do want to pick up on the challenges and the successes at this point in both of your endeavors.
Mm-hmm.
And but we are going to go to this commercial break right now. Robert Bombeck is running the control booth back there, as always, very efficiently and successfully.
Not
and,
always.
And professionally and all that stuff. I'm Bob Fishman along with Kathy Droz. We are the 40th Street Group here on KFNX 1100 AM. I always forget to say that. You get it every time, Kath. And we've got with us in the studio Nancy Meek, Jessica Johnson, and Melissa Mickelson. And we'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Do you know that every year teenage drivers are involved in about 8,000 fatal vehicle crashes? Hi, I'm Bill.
And I'm Kathy with Two for the Road USA. We have some tips on how to keep your newly licensed teen safe.
Now, here's some tips to follow when it comes to teen drivers. Wait as long as you can stand to allow your teen to get his full license. The accident rate for 16-year-olds is much higher than that of 17- and 18-year-olds.
Don't allow your teen to carry teenage passengers or be a passenger themselves with another teen driver. If you have boys, consider this. They have twice the risk of getting in an accident. Prohibit those cell phones and eating in the car. They're total distractions.
They must have their seat belts on at all times. Make sure the car meets safety standards with airbags and anti-lock brakes and quality tires.
Last but not least, check up on them, even if it involves satellite-based tracking devices. These are all important safety tips for teens. After all, we love our children. We want them safe, especially when they start driving.
Until next time, I'm Bill.
And I'm Kathy with TwoForTheRoadUSA.com.
Do you want customer loyalty without the expense of those deal sites or the high cost of printing? Wondering how to generate more customers and get more repeat customers? A mobile phone app built by Stellar App Software can provide you the answer. To find out more, call Stellar App Software today at 623-362-1316 or visit them on the web at stellarappsoftware.com. That's STELLARAPP software.com.
Welcome back to KFNX. Is that the name of it? KFN.
It's right up there on
yeah.
the wall.
Oh, that's
whenever
really
we
good.
Get a
1100
on the
independent talk.
It's like we're
gracious.
Certified to say that. I think we've been certified.
And not until you are her certified is that going to work for you, right, Bob?
Her certified. Is that your thing, Kathy?
Yeah.
Her certified.
Yeah, her certified.
So that's still
treat women with honesty, excellent customer service, and respect, H-E-R. There
perfect,
you go.
Perfect.
So I want to get on your case. Welcome back. We've got Nancy Meek, we've got Jessica Johnson, and, of course, we have our little Melissa Mickelson. We're going to start our whole golf team, Meek, Mickelson, and Johnson. And maybe we can get Fishman and Droz. You guys fit in more. But welcome back. We're kind of doing an entrepreneurial, and I don't want to say female thing, but we are, and we're having some fun with it. So I was talking to the Botify sisters, and we were talking about money that, you know, what we need to invest. We talked to Nancy about, and by the way, Nancy is very hardworking. She put all that money away herself.
from all these
things. She doesn't need
things,
the eye doctor.
From all these things she's done in her young, recent past. She's not that old, right?
No, she's not that old, but she keeps trying, and we'll talk about that part. I think what's interesting, too, is that I don't know the age of the Botify girls, but Nancy, I know, has brought her family into her business, as I've brought mine.
Nancy, what is your business called?
Fancy Betch, with an E.
Fancy Betch.
Right.
How did that B-E-T-B-E-T-C-H. How did that come
about?
Tell us,
Nan.
Well, that was part of the first get-together with my kids when we were brainstorming. And right away, actually, my son, of all people, came up with Fancy.
A different version.
The other version.
Right, which is very popular.
So my daughter jumped in and said, no, we call each other Betch. So we need to have it with an E, and people won't forget it. And it seems to be working. They do seem to remember the name.
And so we were talking about the entrepreneur. So you took a long time with these other career paths,
right?
And you developed some savings, and you got your boredom factor kicked in. I'm ready for my next thing. And how did this become your next thing?
Well, it really was just sort of a fluke. We just got to thinking about what would be fun and interesting.
You mean your children, you and your daughter?
Right.
Okay.
Boy, son and daughter, and myself. And we just started thinking about what would be something we would use.
And your son
problem?
Got involved in, like, female clothing design?
Oh.
Is that right?
Well, no. He just sort of input a little bit of idea here and there, but amazingly so. So it was just things that we started thinking about what would
we
like.
So this is also a family type of business then?
Sure, yeah. Okay. We let everybody kind of jump in and help with ideas and come up with things to do and ways to improve it. So
now the sister says they had about a five-month planning and are now open about 6 months. And how long was your initial planning and preset? And
well, we're at about 2.5 years, and we're just now launching.
Okay. So that's probably more typical of that it takes a long time. You guys were really fast with your Botify getting started. But so 2.5 years sort of figuring it out what your next thing was, and now you're up and running.
We're just about to launch, yes. Okay. And the technology, I think, is
that
what took so long.
Right.
And so okay, you've got Botify has some money rolling in at this point. Have you got, Nancy, you're not quite at that money rolling in stage yet, right?
No, our hard launch is scheduled for September.
And so it's Fancy Betch.
Correct.
And is that also how people find you?
Yes.
What's the contact?
The website is fancybetch.com.
And is it open now?
Yeah. You can go on now, and there's a coming soon page where you leave your email so that we can let you know the launch date.
And so when they go on this site, when your business is actually launched and rolling, what are they going to – they're going to be – and what's the process? They're going to get on there and design their own – what happens exactly?
They're actually going to go on and immediately be invited to create an avatar of themselves. So they'll put in their measurements, and they'll see the avatar turn into their body. They can change the hair and the skin. And there's actually a really good demo on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and you just put in Fancy Betch, you'll see my daughter doing a demonstration with the avatar.
So if I create an avatar and I take, like, my skin doctor cutting parts of my arms and face, I could actually create an avatar that's kind of slashed up a little bit?
Well, we don't have slashing yet.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yet.
No.
Great.
I just bring that up because
that's version 2.0.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And then you get the cool sculpt.
So people then, so they create their avatar version of themselves.
You even have wigs and high heels, right? Different size heels, didn't
you? Yeah, you can change the shoes. We have some for you to choose from, and you can try them on with your outfit.
And briefly, you supply all the clothing and shoes and everything that they would design on? Is that part of what your business is?
Correct. We carry the inventory that they can then purchase, and after they've tried on what they have to choose from our inventory, then they can purchase.
And so you have suppliers, I'm sure.
Yes.
And so those are relationships you have to build up and maintain and trust, and that's a lot of work involved.
It is. There's a lot of working parts. Yes.
Yeah, and so if somebody does this and they create something, what's their shipping time expectation?
Well, we're hoping that we can keep it to what would be normal within a week. You know, you make your order and
that fast,
have
really?
It turn around 7 to 10 days.
Mm-hmm. Is this a American produced type product then that you can turn around that fast? Or
yes, everything is from a local vendor here or in California, and so far it looks like it'll work out.
See, I know all this fancy talk.
Yeah.
I used to be a manufacturer's rep in the furniture industry.
This just doesn't sound like an end table.
Okay, so the Botify.
But wait, I have an idea. Just think about this. This is the marketing end of it. So at the end, and they put their clothing on, etc., and say, if you're not completely satisfied, not with our clothing, but maybe your measurements, contact Cool Sculpting.
Right.
Then you on your website say, now that you have your new figure, go to fancy
Betch.
Bitch and
Betch.
Putting
Betch.
Okay, that too. That would be. This is cross promoting. This is my area.
This is your you're a marketer.
Well, yeah.
Among other things.
Okay, so go ahead. You were going to ask the Botify women something.
Okay, so with the Botify girls. Now you guys had a fast creative stage, and now you're up and running, and so you're actually starting to pay down some of the expense that you put into this. So what's this process like for you guys at this point? Are you able to breathe a little bit now?
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the most remarkable things, and when Melissa and I knew that it was a good business, is it came together so fast. She and I have both tried businesses independently. It was hard to raise money. It was hard for the pieces to fall into place. And we just knew that when we built the business plan and showed it to people and people were throwing money at us, that it was going to be a phenomenal idea.
People are throwing money
wow.
at us.
Wow. No, so sure. Unlike me.
In effect.
No one throws.
So people what? Right they away recognize that this is – how do they find you? Well, you said word of mouth thing, but is it a drive-by location where people can see you?
Not really. I mean, most people that are going to do a non-invasive procedure, they're researching it. Okay. They're not going to drive by and, you know, see a billboard that says, oh, I'm going to go freeze my fat today. It's something that they've heard about, and then they start researching.
I just saw something in the last few days – a cover of a fitness magazine is a woman who is like a larger size woman, and she's on the cover of, and it's a major breakthrough, I guess. I saw her being interviewed in the last few days on some of the cable networks. Are most of your clients going to be people who have some weight to lose, basically?
It is not a weight loss procedure at all.
It's not.
More of an inch loss procedure. We want
more
people
of a what kind of procedure?
Inch loss.
Inch loss.
So we really are looking for clients that are active, that eat you know, relatively well and have maybe 5 to 35 pounds to lose. So if you're not doing the right things outside of the office after the Cool Sculpting, you're not going to see as great of a result. So we really want people who exercise and eat well and just have this diet and exercise resistant fat.
Okay.
I just want to ask. So, ladies, I did see a video of a man. You know, because I think we're going to think Cool Sculpting. It's all going to be women, but men get those love handles. Are they called right? You don't have them.
Yeah,
sure,
I know
Bob.
What you're talking about. Yeah.
But so I saw this that there was a gentleman who did a TV show or a reality show had come to you and he had some wonderful things to say. How did that come about?
Yeah, and just to address, you know, what you said about most people thinking this is a treatment for women, I think there's mounting pressure on men to look good and feel good. And
definitely.
They don't want compliance, they don't want a treatment they have to prepare for, and they certainly don't want something that they have to do a lot after the treatment. So Cool Sculpting really is ideal for both men and women. You were speaking about Paul Yaffe, and fortunately Melissa just has a great relationship with Paul Yaffe.
Okay.
He is an internationally recognized bike builder, and he had lost a lot of weight recently and was still struggling with some areas, and Melissa just said, hey, let's team up, let's fix these areas for you, and we can see what we can do together. But that was all Melissa.
Yes.
Kathy, I noticed that when they mentioned that this is a treatment available for men, that Robert, back in the studio, his eyes lit up, and I think he's a potential client for Botify, maybe. He might, you know,
Robert's
he might be thinking about it.
No, Robert's probably
we'll have to get that in the next segment, though, because we're running out of time. We're the 40th Street Group here on KFNX 1100 AM. We are Kathy Droz, that's you, and I'm Bob Fishman, and we've got Nancy Meek, Jessica Johnson, and Melissa Mickelson, and I want to find out more. First of all, we got to get your contact information right if we get back from the commercial break. Join us in about 2 minutes.
Honey, where's the Discover the Phoenix Region magazine I left on the table?
Oh, your sister dropped by today and wanted to read it, so I gave it to her.
What? She always takes my stuff. I didn't get to read the life after the NFL story.
It's okay, honey. You can go to discovertheregion.com, click on the cover, and read it online. And that smartphone you have in your pocket? Download the ISSUU app. You know that ISSUU, and search for Discover the Region, and you can take it with you wherever you go.
I'll read it online, but I still want my Discover the Phoenix Region copy back.
Kathy Droz, your book's out.
Thanks, Bob. It's Do These High Heels Make Me Look Stupid? It's a woman's guide to buying a car without a guy. Women are petrified to go into a dealership and buy a car by themselves. I'd like to give women confidence to go into a showroom, already have the research done, be prepared, and that they're able to negotiate a deal and not have to bring their brother, their father, their husband with them, and that they'll have a great transaction.
Do these high heels make me look stupid? A woman's guide to buying a car without a guy?
The website is highheelscertified.com. It tells you a little bit about my story, why I wrote the book. It's a program that I'm going to dealerships all over the country with in hopes that I can train their staff. And I can also change the dealerships the way it looks a little bit to make it more what women like.
So you've got the answer for women in terms of dealing with the automotive industry.
I believe that I do.
Thanks for sharing, Kathy. Do these high heels make me look stupid? A woman's guide to buying a car without a guy. Visit highheelscertified.com.
Thanks, Bob.
Do you want customer loyalty without the expense of those deal sites or the high cost of printing? Wondering how to generate more customers and get more repeat customers? A mobile phone app built by Stellar App Software can provide you the answer. To find out more, call Stellar App Software today at 623-362-1316 or visit them on the web at stellarappsoftware.com. That's stellarapp.software.com. I can't believe we're in the last segment of our show today, early August, 40th Street Group, Bob Fishman along with Kathy Droz. In the studio, we've got Nancy Meek, Jessica Johnson, and Melissa Mickelson. Jessica and Melissa are sisters, even though they don't have the same last name anymore. I guess that's what marriage does to you, right, Kath? Is that what happens?
Right, and how what's the word? How long have you been married?
I actually got married 5 days before we opened Bodify.
Oh, so like five
wow,
months ago.
You had a
really?
Lot of stuff
she
going
doesn't
on.
Like attention.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, yeah, really.
Jessica, is Johnson is the maiden name, so you're still a single person? You're still available in the marketplace?
You're available. That's
not
more
available.
Important.
No, it's
oh,
not available. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
She's taken. Okay. I want to, before we get into the segment, can you give us your contact information for Bodify, please?
Sure. You can go to our website. It's thebodify.com.
Thebodify.com. And so, and people who are looking for you, they're looking for what exactly?
You'd be looking for Cool Sculpting in the Phoenix area.
And Cool Sculpting, again, just so that people are, they might have missed the earlier segment. So Cool Sculpting means that they're going to do what?
It's a non-invasive fat reduction procedure where they will see anywhere between a 20 to 25% reduction in the fat layer with just the one treatment.
And can you give a ballpark idea of what a treatment costs?
A typical person spends about $2,200 to $2,800, but mm-hmm. It starts at $800. It just really depends on how much fat you have, what type of result that you'd like to see, and how many areas you'd like to do the Cool Sculpting on.
And are the results almost like instantaneous then, or what?
We wish. It takes about 2 to 4 months to see the results, so it is a slow process for those fat cells to flush out of the body.
And what is a patient? I guess you would call it is a customer client.
Patient.
So what do they experience from a physical standpoint after a treatment?
You are a little bit sore in the area. It kind of feels like a bruise. There's also some numbness in that area, so it's just a very strange feeling.
It's pretty cold, I guess. Is that what it is?
It doesn't actually have to get that cold. It's the pressure and the pulling that the machine will suck the tissue away, freeze it, and then after an hour it releases it. And it can be a little bit sore, but I had the treatment and I was at the gym an hour later doing kickboxing. So.
And how long does the treatment take usually?
It's an hour per spot that you have. Because we have multiple machines, we can cut the time down in half if you're doing multiple areas.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, when you're holding, could you, and I know this is radio, but I'm envisioning a paddle. So what would the circumference be of what you hold on to the fat area for that period of time?
You know, it's kind of hard to describe. It's like a vacuum, and there's an applicator cup. And vacuum pressure pulls the tissue into the cup. We have five.
Even though it's working on the exterior of your body?
Exactly. So it pulls the fat away. There's cooling panels on each side, and that's what's chilling the fat. So depending on what shape and size of the body, I mean, we have large applicators, smaller applicators.
And so do you actually have dead cells after a treatment, basically, or
not
gradually?
Not immediately. Yeah, okay. It takes about 2 to 3 days for those cells to undergo this natural cell death process, and then eventually your body will just come in, break everything down, and then flush it out.
So this is a quicker way to lose inches, basically.
Yeah, and you're not getting cut.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that people actually appreciate is that it does take a little bit longer. A, if you go and do liposuction or lose a serious amount of weight very quickly, you tend to have loose skin. With CoolSculpting, that is not a side effect of it. And then secondarily, a lot of people want it to look more natural. And we've all seen the people walk down the street, both male and female, where you're like, you definitely had work done.
Yeah. Okay.
And this just allows people to kind of ask questions like, wow, you must be working your butt off at the gym, or you've, you know, altered your diet and exercise, and it allows people to feel that, you know, they're doing the right things and without undergoing these massive procedures.
And again, typically, I mean, there is no typical yet since it's pretty early in the business, but are you getting people who are already doing fitness, or do you get people who you're encouraged to do fitness once they've had the treatment, or what's the typical?
Yeah, that is a great question. I mean, Melissa and I, when we started out, we are huge, huge proponents of proper diet and exercise. I would say we have a good percentage of people that come in, they do the CoolSculpting, and it's kind of like a catalyst to get them more on track with diet and exercise. When you personally invest time and money in something, you are far more apt to stick to new regimens than if you don't. And I would say the people that come in and say, oh, I'm going to lose weight and then do CoolSculpting, those are the people that don't come back. But once you invest time and money, it really is a motivator. And when you lose weight plus do CoolSculpting, body transformation is unbelievable.
And again, it's hard to, I mean, again, because early in your business, what's your percentage of men to women as far as client base or as you see it going forward?
Well, I've been doing this for about 4 years, and at the last location I was at, it was only about 3% men. Since we created a space for men at Botify called the Man Cave and really marketed...
The Man Cave.
I love that.
It's a very cozy area for the guys to come in. We have a wall of big screen TVs, lots of leather. It's a really nice room.
Is it separate areas for men and women, basically? Is that you try to keep it that way? So if is it a pretty private treatment?
Oh, it's definitely a private treatment. Okay. You have your own room. It makes the guys feel very comfortable. We can serve
them.
Same with
women?
Same with the women, but yeah, I think at our new location, we been open for 6 months. I'd say we're about 25% male, which is great.
That is great,
Nancy. In your business, which is the sort of the avatar, it's called Fancy Betch,
right?
And which is basically a way to design your own clothes, but on computer with your own avatar, which I guess means like sort of like a similar. You have a 3D version of yourself on computer. Is it strictly designing for women, or is it for men too, or what?
We are going to have men's clothes soon, and you don't design the clothes. You just make the clothes that you're purchasing go onto your body.
You've got clothes that you
we
offer.
Provide the inventory, the garments,
So, Bob, probably since you wear the same outfit for the last seven years.
I'm not the best target audience, probably.
And I don't know if your wife sends away for clothing.
What is the biggest problem, Nancy, is that it looks for sure, and men
just do not love to shop.
They don't.
My son even says to me, I will do all my shopping online. They just don't want to go to the store.
You're kidding.
No.
Yeah. See, that's a generational thing, isn't it?
It is generational. Yeah. But this allows a little less mistakes for... Unless you lie about your measurements when you put them in.
Well, I suppose that is. People probably do lie, don't they? Is that another potential issue?
They might. And, I mean, you can make it look as big or little as you'd like to by putting in those measurements. But if you're really trying to get the clothes to fit, you want to be accurate. And the team we have that's doing that is very, very careful about trying to be accurate about making the clothes actually reflect the right fit. So
do you get, after you launch, which is, when do you figure you're...
September is our scheduled hard launch.
After you launch, if somebody has to return something to you, how does that go?
Pretty typical of any online boutique. We have a return policy within 30 days. They would just take the shipping packet, put it back in, and ship it back to us, and we'll offer an exchange or a refund just like anyone.
And now we found out from the Johnson sisters, one of whom is a Mickelson now, we found out that you're starting about $800 for client experience. What do you figure is what would be a bottom-to-top type of clothing experience from
your average customer?
Well, we have accessories as well. So, I mean, you can start with an inexpensive piece of jewelry if that's what you want. If the clothing that you're trying on the avatar is what you want, we have everything from T-shirts that are in the 20s on up to, designer jeans in the several hundred dollar range.
So you cover the gamut.
Pretty much.
And so, and you're fully accessorizing and all, but you can do everything. You can do clothes and accessories.
We're going to have great sunglasses and purses and jewelry and all kinds of fun stuff.
Kathy, we only got a couple minutes left in the show. Believe it or not, we're flying today. But let's get contact information one more time.
Nancy,
can you give us how do we people get in touch with you and your business?
The website is fancybetch, B-E-T-C-H, .com.
And how about from Melissa and Jessica? What, best way to contact you guys with your Botify? The Botify.
Botify website is thebotify.com. And we also text with our clients. They like to kind of get in touch with us that way. 480-202-3910.
Very good. That's very good.
Yeah, I think...
I know you don't text. You don't do any of
I do a little bit. But as typical, Kathy, we never seem to get... enough done in one show. I think we got to get our
can
guests
we get
back.
Him back.
I think we
in
should
2 weeks?
Try. See if we can get them back in 2 weeks for another go around and let's go deeper into these entrepreneurial women.
I know.
And thank you, Kathy, for organizing the show. My producer, co-producer,
my
co-creator
pleasure.
Of 46
my
Group.
My pleasure, Bob.
Thank you, Robert Baumbach, back in the studio, who
we'll
is
never
likely
let
to be
anyone
a client.
Touch him.
He's likely to be a client for both these businesses, I have a feeling. But anyway. We tease Robert all the time. Thank you all for listening. We are the 40th Street Group, Bob Fishman, along with Kathy Droz, and we will see you in 2 weeks today. We've had Nancy Meek, Jessica Johnson, and Melissa Mickelson with us in the studio, and we hope to get them back in 2 more weeks. Join us then.
Hi, this is Jim Sharp. Tune into my show, America Continues, right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, weeknights at 9.
Honey, where's the Discover the Phoenix Region magazine I left on the table?
Oh, your sister dropped by today and wanted to read it, so I gave it to her.
What? She always takes my stuff. I didn't get to read the life after the NFL story.
It's okay, honey. You can go to discovertheregion.com, click on the cover, and read it online. And that smartphone you have in your pocket? Download the ISSUU app. You know that ISSUU. And search for Discover the Region, and you can take it with you wherever you go.
I'll read it online, but I still want my Discover the Phoenix Region copy back.
Every 22 minutes, someone dies in an alcohol-related motor vehicle accident. Hi, I'm Bill.
And I'm Kathy with TwoForTheRoadUSA.com.
1 out of 10 children ages 12 and 13 uses alcohol at least once a month.
In a single year, 522 children under age 14 were arrested for driving while intoxicated.
Caution your teens and preteens about the effects of alcohol. And if they're intoxicated, have them call a family member or a safe ride program in your state.
The laws are getting stricter, but accountability should start at home.
Kathy Droz, your book's out.
Thanks, Bob. It's Do These High Heels Make Me Look Stupid? It's a woman's guide to buying a car without a guy. Women are petrified to go into a dealership and buy a car by themselves. I'd like to give women confidence to go into a showroom, already have the research done, be prepared, and that they're able to negotiate a deal and not have to bring their brother, their father, their husband with them, and that they'll have a great transaction.
Do these high heels make me look stupid? A woman's guide to buying a car without a guy.
The website is highheelscertified.com. It tells you a little bit about my story, why I wrote the book. It's a program that I'm going to dealerships all over the country with in hopes that I can train their staff. And I can also change the dealerships the way it looks a little bit to make it more what women like.
So you've got the answer for women in terms of dealing with the automotive industry.
I believe that I do.
Thanks for sharing, Kathy. Do these high heels make me look stupid? A woman's guide to buying a car without a guy. Visit highheelscertified.com.
Thanks, Bob.